Got Teresa now. play one. and also bring in the ministry of fire there. And all of you will, you know, partake of that through the tapes, and we'll have them all tied together as the ministry goes going backwards and forth. And here, in this area, as much as there for now, we're going to be listening to that. Here in this area, the Lord has started, and all this is laid out. I don't have to plan it out or anything. This, the New Jerusalem is sent down. The plan is complete. All I have to do is just do what he says in each area. That's that easy and that simple. Of course, you've got to hear what he says. But here, in this area, the Lord has started setting in. Started off right away to setting in on the fullness of his love. This is, you see this pattern in many of the churches. I believe it was the Church of Philadelphia called the City of Love. He brought the fullness of his love back in Philadelphia Church. Now you get the love moving every place, you know, that little movement of it. But here he chose, here. I know why he chose here, because you are not a prudent bunch of people. You have been thoroughly, every one of you, disgusted with society for quite a while. Now, he couldn't start it anywhere else. Now, what I'm fixing to talk to you about now, the next thing he wants to start here, and there'll be others that he'll move, other things he'll move into. But what I want to talk to you about now, it must be kept. It must be kept hidden. I mean, I don't want you to talk to this about this to anyone until the Lord gives us the go-ahead coming through me. Now, I mean no one. Because when the Lord began to reveal this truth in the early church, it caused the biggest mess up you have ever seen in your life. And Paul had to go in there and get that thing straightened out. And it caused him a real lot of trouble. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
It has been given unto me.
It has been given unto me.
Keep my mouth shut.
Keep my mouth shut.
Speak only when you say speak.
Speak only when you say speak.
Now, again, this is concerning the order. This is concerning the order of God's marriage and the relationship between a man and a woman. And you realize, every one of you, you know what's wrong, but you realize it's something that drastically wrong. Society, and you realize there's something lacking in your life. Now, before we go any farther, we want to say this: the marriage bed, here, the word devil gets in the marriage bed, is honorable and undefiled. Here. Now, that means the marriage bed, I don't care what kind of marriage. Whatever law you are, God respects that law. It may be a common law. You may have a piece of paper, or some states, I think California is a common law. You didn't get 3 months and you're married. And I think maybe Texas is. Or either a piece of paper or a ship captain performs a ceremony or whatnot. It's just as long as you comply with the law. But, come on, stick over. I want y'all to get this now. Smash yourself. I don't have to go around man the rest of my life dealing with women's problems. And I want you to move out from under the condemnation in the Lord God, just say it. Okay, put the guitar out of the way. First of all, marriage under the present social system is based, has for its base, sexual desire. And there's not a thing wrong with that, except it just doesn't work by itself. Yes. It makes the relationship between a man and a woman based upon their sexual feeling. And it leaves them wide open for Satan. When they see the man or the woman entering into a ministry and they go to having laying hands on other women or on other men, it leaves them wide open for accusations and jealousy. They may not ever yield to it, but it's there, hitting at them all the time. One of the man or the woman have to be off for a while. Then because their relationship is based upon a sexual experience, they're lost. Inferior, and just lays their life wide open. Even on their jobs. Come on now. Don't tighten up on me Now, God's plan is very simple. Is that the marriage, He laid it out through Adam and Eve. He laid it out in the scripture. The marriage should be bound together under a spiritual relationship, and sex could be a result of that spiritual relationship. Now, when the church in the Corinthian church, when they begin to find this out, why they didn't have knowledge of how it's supposed to be done, so they started pitching their husbands out, and lying, they started quitting each other. You know, you can read it right there. He just had this, and he'd come in there to listen. He said, art thou bound unto wife, seek not to be loosed. Art thou loose from wife, seek not a wife. Art thou married, thou hast not sinned, to the virgin man, she hath not sinned. So on and so forth. And they began to stop, said, well, under the devil began to condemn them, said, well, this thing is not right. So we'll just stop until the Lord sets it right. And boy, had to get corrected. But he said the perfect order, and this is the way God sets it out, the order, is that a man and a woman are betrothed for a period of time. We call it engagement. And during that period of time, God binds them together by the Holy Spirit. And he makes them one flesh. And then their sexual acts come as a result of that relationship. Then they are in God's perfect order. Now, do you remember how the Lord had us to bind the babies back into the womb? He gives that same privilege between a man and a wife that had married on the old covenant to just, let's start this thing over. So, and let's get it corrected. Don't go throwing each other away, you know. But let's get it corrected. Now, the way you do this is you marry in the Lord. And I've set this forth in principle. And you're the weakness of the flesh. You never could get it to stick. And gossiping and talking around with different women, you know, and different men. You know, it never would move into the relationship that God wants. Now, when he binds a man and a woman together by the Spirit, Paul said he can be married again, be married in the Lord. Mm-hmm. He binds them so together, it kills all unfaithfulness. Mm-hmm. Because the basis of their marriage is not then anything of the flesh. It's a special relationship that Jesus has made between that man and that woman. Then the woman. And he stops all condemnation. For example, when I, in a necessity, I have to do it. When I take one of you, women, you know, and put the power of their spirit on, you feel a real moving of the spirit. And then when you get older, they will tell you that would mean that was some kind of sexual thing. Dead. And he makes you draw back. You see, because you don't have knowledge of what's going on. The relationship that the Lord wants between man and woman is a spiritual relationship. We find it together. Now, we see Anna the prophetess and many other examples, but Anna the prophetess, even before the days of Jesus, and many times in the Old Testament, she lived 3 years with her husband, and was just a spiritual relationship before they had sexual relationship. And I think 7 years before then, when they were engaged. Okay. And in this way, she moved into the ministry. Let's get this straight. As you enter into this, let's get free of condemnation. Let's listen to it. For this I speak for you, your own prophet, not that I may cast a snare on you. Not that I can trap you, when you begin to enter into this relationship in the Lord, that if you have sexual relations, not to get overcome and condemned with a man, I don't set a trap for you. You're not going to do it perfectly to start with, but you've got to start somewhere, and someone got to start there. The Lord said, you. Now you can do it or not. That's what he said, you. Again, in the kingdom, this will be the order of marriage. Absolutely. When they marry, they're married in the Lord. It's very simple. It's very. Mm-hmm. Now, in your relations, what you'll do is you'll learn to, and you'll be sort of hesitant first, but you'll learn in your relations to have a relationship in the Lord, not sex. And just let the Spirit just bind you together for a while. And you'll be able to begin to get your satisfaction that way. And the first thing you know, your spiritual relationship, your sexual relationship with me. Between the working of the spirit and the sexual relationship, and it will just, you'll settle down and stay with it. It's that simple. Now, you do not go to pitching folks out, but this will set you free, and I want to join in on it for your counseling, reason, because you want to move into this thing and for your own life, because I saw the devil talking to many of you. And over here. Whoa. And he takes advantage of you, because of ignorance. You don't know. I mean, the feeling is something you've never had. And it's about the only thing that he can compare it with is some kind of sexual feeling. And he lies to you, and boy, he really pours it on you when you do that. I say you're moving in the spirit real good, and all at once, all You'll come up to hug me and then you'll get off me. You didn't know I knew all that. Now, I'm going to bind you together in the Lord. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the one separate casket and put the spirit in the hands. That's going to put the spirit in the body, both of the spirit, which you will bind you together. I want you to get that feeling, that spiritual relationship. And then you'll begin to move into the state of the emphasis in this time. Real simple. We'll use Adam and Eve. We'll go back to the time when you just be innocent in this thing. And you'll let your life again come in order and you'll be the paradise of a mad life. It's that simple. There won't be those old nagging of suspicion, jealousies, and those feeling inferiors. Wonder, did I satisfy my husband? I wonder, did I satisfy my wife? I wonder. What are you laughing at, Brother John? Got you open, reading you like a book, ain't you, brother? Whoa. I wonder if she desires me as much as I desire her. I wonder if he desires me as much as I desire him. I wonder if all that sexual hang-ups, this is one of the favorite tricks of the devil to shorten your life. All uptight. Female trouble, prostrate trouble, change of life, all that junk. That's nothing but the work of Satan. God gives you an everlasting life. This is to deliver you from Satan, where you can enter into that fullness of life, to where death won't work on you anymore. You'll die or be chained in God's appointed time, not to be killed by Satan anymore. If I'm going to deliver you from the body of death, I'm going to have to deliver you from this thing. And Christ, there is neither male nor female. The relationship between a man and woman should be in the Lord. I mean, in all of them. And then there should be a binding together. There will be. Hath been a binding together between the one's children, man and woman, children to one another. They become one flesh. Flesh of the flesh, bone of the bone, and the Lord. And that relationship will stay in paradise. And it doesn't matter who you touch by the Spirit, what you feel, mother by the Spirit, they can never touch that relationship. You don't only believe it, you feel it by the Spirit. No. He has said his will that he shall put out every enemy. His people. His people. Now, you can work out your own way of having these spiritual relationships, your own clasping, how you do it, whatever. It doesn't matter. You must work in that atmosphere. You're cutting out for chitty things. Tender some little fellow behind the corn crib. It's the devil trying to run them. We'll get you uptight. Beat you, isn't it? Now he'll destroy you. Absolutely destroy you. He'll do one or two things. He'll break up the marriage. He'll let the marriage go into adulterous. He'll just tolerate one another and begin to pretend. I'm satisfied with mine and your teeth. You can't stand up on that. Okay, a marriage can't stand up under any life. That's right. Smites his face. Oh, can't stand up one of many lies sooner or later. We both start lying to one another. Then you start wondering. His plan is, if you're obedient, then you'll live out your appointed time. Your simple obedience, by grace through faith. It's that simple. Not a great bunch of work, just by grace, just accepting what he is, letting him work in you by faith, and let him work it out. You will live out your appointed time. Then, to make up for the disobedience of the people that are in the kingdom, many of us will have, if they won't finish their ministry through disobedience, then we'll have our life extended in order to make up for disobedience. You remember during the time I said, now if you don't want your ministry, I'll give it. Remember me telling you that? And now you thought I was joking, but I meant every word. You just let enough disobedience. And I'll just stay here as long as my food's left. But that's not God's plan. God's perfect plan is for us all to work one time. And he made the yoke so easy and the burdens are light. You don't have any excuse. The fullness of Christ is given you. You just entered in by your action of faith. Glory upon glory. Bliss upon bliss. Ecstasy upon ecstasy. And even there, and there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Even if you make a mistake, no condemnation, you just pick up again. Laugh and dance and count it all joy when you fall into direst temptation. When you flub up, why, you just dance around like James said, and roll and holler and shout and get up and go again. That's not been your way of life. See, and I can talk to you like grown folks. I used to even talk to you. I could even look out of my eye. You know, I always look like something wrong with you. Was there probably was. I could even look at you, John, and you'd go on to condemnation. Wouldn't you, brother? Because you've been used to the old life of condemnation, folks fall finding with you to put you in bondage. When the minister of the Lord fall finding you, is to deliver you, to give you a chance to rejoice. And you should count it a great honor that the great creator God thought enough of you to reveal to a person some snare that you were in and mention it to you to give you a chance to rejoice it away in the spirit and straighten out. I can't imagine a great creator God loving folks that way. Can you? Look at it, if it were me, I'd just let nothing. He's just going to hell. He won't act that way. But he doesn't do that. He's chosen to purify you by picking out the traps that are in your life and rebuking you for them in grace if need be, in judgment and fire if it has to be. But the weak he'll become weak and the strong will be strong. You resist him and he'll get stronger than you are. You meet, resist him, you go right on through it. Okay? And then you can do that when you move into a place where there's no condemnation. No guilt. I just done it. I do it. That's all there is to it. I confess it. It's sin, Lord. Then what does he do? Gives it, cleanses. He confesses it happened and cleansed. Here you go. Make it stick real good, James said, just count it all joy. To do whatever needs to be done. Laugh, cry, dance, whatever needs to be done to get a release in the thing. Singing, Tom? Did you get Tom playing? Whatever. But don't struggle with it, strive with it. It's done. There's no condemnation. Whoa! What did this set you free to go out and do as you please? No, sir. This frees you from doing as you please. Because it becomes so easy. It becomes so easy to do the powerful way of life until you can't help doing the powerful way. Let's start out here and get this thing going. Lord Jesus. I'm going to get Bob and Joanne first. Let's just stand here facing one another. And I'll put you in place. Would you come around here just and lead? Lord Jesus, I submit under your order for spiritual man.
Under your order for spiritual
man. Jesus. Now I'm going to
Oh. grace through faith. For you to bind us together by the Spirit in the Lord. Making us one flesh, one body, one mind.
Oh,
Jesus, who makes me the love for his people, the spirit of life that he gives everyone, his star in life.
Whoa.
let other folks talk about it and not do something about it. Set up a law, say, let's do this. And no, just leave this thing alone. Just leave it alone, relax, and just go to it. You felt that wall break down between them, and just go to it. Let the body, spirit, and join them. And this thing will just burst out on the other people. And at least if it doesn't do anything else, it'll get me where I won't have to sit and look at you. Mess going on in your life. Come up and try to work one. Touch one of you in the spirit and see you fall under condemnation. Satan go to talking to you. It doesn't do anything else except me free, didn't it? Well, I'm going to keep this tape, and y'all keep that one now. That's no plate.